from the banks of the Avon. Welcome to Blog Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life, living, and trying to keep things in balance. If you want to find us, we're on Facebook. We're Blog Sheep Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, here's Rick.
Well, good Thursday morning, Miss Rebecca. How the heck are you doing on this holy Lord? Welcome back to winter day.
No kidding. I was actually outside shoveling.
We went through all of February, you know, basically thinking, yeah, we're done with winter. And now we're into March, and the middle of March is going, hey, welcome back to winter, folks. Put your Christmas stuff back out, throw out the Christmas lights, you know, get everything ready because, yeah, we went from kind of winter to kind of spring to almost summer and right back into, oh my good God, it's winter out.
Yep. Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Well, that's what we are gonna talk about today is love. As Rebecca said, gotta love it. We throw around that word like it is cotton candy that nobody cares about, but we gobble it up anyhow. I Googled, because I was curious, they estimate in well in excess of 100 million different songs have been recorded about one variety or another of that one word, love. What do you think of that, Rebecca?
I think that's pretty darn crazy.
Oh, my word, yeah. And I have had a few people in the last couple of weeks, and I never did really answer Jamie when he was asking me about, you know, what is love? And so that prompted us to do this podcast on my interpretation of love and what is love. And I'm gonna sum it up in one word, respect. This is one of those 100 million copies of songs recorded. Stevie Nicks just saying the words, I got this feeling when you came walking to my house that you wouldn't walk out the door ever again. Stevie Nicks and Don Henley recorded that song originally many, many, many decades ago. And that song, Leather and Lace, if you actually go through the lyrics, they're quite beautiful. And they're quite beautiful because, again, we have so many different interpretations of what love is and what love might be. And so, as I said right before the song started, I'm going to sum it up in one word again, respect. Fundamental, complete, and absolute respect would be what love is. So again, what do I mean by that? I hear all the time people talking. And when I say I hear them talking behind their spouse's back. I hear them talking when their spouse has left the session to go to the washroom. I hear them talk. What I hear and what I have personally lived is a lack of fundamental respect. Growing up, again, at the trailer park that my folks had, I watched, you know, there was 193 campsites, 120, 130 seasonals. There was, I think when they actually went to sell the place, it was up around 160 seasonals. They had this huge cross-section of people there. And the one thing that I'm going to say is whether the people agreed with each other or not, whether they always liked what their partner was saying. The people who truly and absolutely respected their partner, they always glowed. They always had this version of something going on that was beautiful. They always had this glow that, again, fundamentally, when the other person spoke, they just went, yep, all right, I accept that. And again, they didn't always agree, but they always respected the disagreement. They always respected the fact that this person was saying something, and that is truly, at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, respect is love. Because, again, I hear it all the time where people are like, oh, well, I'm not sure if I should stay, and I'm not sure about this, and because, you know, they do this and they do that. And I illustrated on the weekend to a couple of people who are quite close to me, and we were all in a vehicle, and I said, hey, can y'all do me a favor? Can you just steer to the left and towards that vehicle? The very first words out of their mouth was, why? And I said, well, just can you just do it for me? I really appreciate it. No, why? I don't know. No, why? And there's people who are going to be going, well, you can have a different opinion. You're absolutely right. You can. But the fact is, they were looking for a parking spot, and I was wanting them to steer towards something that was going to be very easy for them to get the vehicle that we were driving, which was rather large, into and out of a parking spot. Again, the two people that were in the vehicle with me, I've backed up more miles than they've driven forward. I have trucked all over North America. I have driven all kinds of pieces of equipment they couldn't even imagine. And so all I'm doing is I'm saying, hey, I'm here. I've got your back, and I'm going to make a suggestion. And they can't do it. They literally could not drive without it being a contested argument. That's not love. When you actually, truly, when you can look at the other person and you can go, this is where they outshine me. This is where they out whatever me. This is where, you know, the maneuvering that they do in life is, and this is one of the things that I love and respect about them, but they fundamentally couldn't do it. And again, folks, man, I've been married and divorced 2,000 times. Not quite, but feels like it some days. Why is that? Lack of respect. Lack of actually sitting there and going, I truly respect, blah, blah, blah. Comes to computers, never once, not once, would I ever question my first wife. When it come to technology, wouldn't question her. I respected. I loved the knowledge she had. I absolutely. I'm not sure that there's a whole lot where she could actually have ever said, okay, I don't need to question something. So again, that whole idea of respect, fundamentally looking at the other person and going, man, oh man, oh man. Yeah, I've talked about Jack Madge before, right? His beautiful stories and his beautiful sayings that he would have for me. Same thing with Bruce McLean, right? I've talked about him before too. Their partners, absolutely. Gene, absolutely. Fundamentally. Respect. Irma, absolutely. Respect. Right? They had their areas of knowledge. They had their areas of expertise. And when the one person would say something, they simply were there. There to respect, to uphold, and to try to truly demonstrate love. Had a conversation with a lady a few days ago, and her husband said, hey, would you go to the doctor with me? And she looked at me and she says, I don't know why the hell he can't just grow up and go by himself. I said, do you think maybe he's scared? Do you think maybe that what he wants is for somebody to actually be there, to be another set of ears, to be there to help to understand? Well, that's just ridiculous. Yeah, it is. If you don't love the person. If you actually love the person, you're just going to go, okay, you're asking me for something. If you're asking it of me, it must be really important to you. And I need to stop and take a deep breath and simply do it. Because, damn it, that is important. Absolutely, folks. And I mean it. But what happens is we want to sell some version of watered down love that is superficial, that's temporary, that's not going to actually stand the test of time. We want to ridicule. We want to cut down. We want to point out how we shouldn't or can't. When the reality is, no. I got an uncle. And you know what Willie said to me one day? He said, you know, the first 5 years we were together, we spent more time apart than we were together, right? Because somebody was struggling. That's love. That is respect. That is not for financial gain. That is not for anything else. That is just simply because for whatever damn reason, I look at that person and they asked me for something and I simply went, yep, I'll be there. So when people say to me, who's allowed in your life, Rick, personally, really close to you, who's allowed in? I only have one question. Do I feel respected by them? I have all kinds of relatives. I have all kinds of nieces and nephews. I got, and there's virtually none of them that I want to spend any time around. Why? There's no respect. None. Oh, I love you. Yeah, really? Huh. How do you show that? How have you demonstrated that? Yeah, you don't. And this is fundamentally, folks, something that I see and I struggle with, because again, people want absolute respect and they only want it to go one way. Am I loved? Do I feel respected? Do I feel wanted? Do I feel, you know, cherished? Do I feel heard? And then I say to them, do you reciprocate that? Do you show that back to the other person? No, not until I see it. I'm like, well, how do you think that you're ever going to see it if you're not demonstrating it back? Just think about that. And people are going to say, oh my good God, Rick, you sound like you're preaching. No, I'm not preaching. What I'm doing is I'm trying to explain from a psychological standpoint why so many people are struggling with this idea of love. Because their idea of love is really, really black and white. And it's so black and white, so long as I feel something, yeah, well, you know what? What you might be feeling is infatuation. What you might be feeling is a whole lot of other things. And the people who are telling you stories, yeah, they maybe haven't given the person respect. I am faced with all the time, personally, people wanting to have these grand statements of claim about who I am, what I am, why I am, where I am. I had some young fool write me an email, and she said in it, you know, about respecting family. Wow. And I thought, my good God, what wisdom, what beautiful words. It's unfortunate that she never, ever, ever said, hey, Rick, why do you do the things you do? Is there no reciprocity? But again, nah. What people want to do is they want to stand on their high horses and they want to say all the time, but it's about me. Well, you know what, folks? If y'all want to have 50-year relationships, whether it be friendships or whether it be marriages, if y'all want to have anything that's going to last, you might want it to be a little bit deeper than the way that we're trying to live today. Psychologically, if people simply respected, there's an old saying, good fences make good neighbors. Okay, well, that old saying is about respecting the boundaries of the other person. So when you build a fence and they can actually see it, then they won't come over and start mucking up your yard. And so if we go back far enough, did we need to build fences? No, because people fundamentally had respect. The reason why we have to build fences today is because nobody will respect the fact that, you know what, maybe I don't want your kids playing in my yard, and I don't want them playing in my yard because I don't want my grass all tore up. Or maybe I don't want something in my flower beds. Or maybe. But again, today, love and respect is not typically reciprocated. It is a one-sided thing. And so when somebody says to me, and so I'm going back to my man, Jamie, when you asked me, what is love? Love is when your partner and you mutually understand and discuss and respect what each of you is saying without question. It's not that you have to agree. It's not that you're going to have an argument. It's that they have said something. It is their desire, their idea, their wish. And you go, okay, so I don't agree. And so I'm going to use, we got this room in the house. And man, it's the clutter room. It's kind of like the drawer in the kitchen where we just throw everything in. And everybody has one of those drawers. Well, you know, but we have a whole room. Or we have a whole shed. Or we have a whole outbuilding. And oh my God, she's stuffed. Just like that drawer. Just, we throw everything in it. Okay, well, we mutually own it. And so therefore we mutually should have some sort of access. But no, you can't go in there. That's my space. I also hear it all the time. I make more money, therefore I'm entitled. Wow. My good God, what a beautiful set of words to say. I'm entitled, therefore, yeah, I don't have to respect anything because I'm entitled because I make more money. Man, I've heard people say to me, I make more money than you, therefore I get to. And I'm like, huh, interesting. Does it also get you a special place in heaven? Does it get you something else as well? Because I don't really think that's the way the world works or supposed to work. One of the things I want everyone to be thinking about, we're going to wrap this up with Dido, White Flag. Beautiful song. And I want you all to be stopping and thinking about, do we actually communicate honestly and listen to the other person? And do we actually have respect for what they're saying? Do we? Folks, listen to those words. There will be no white flag above my door. I will go down with this ship. And the ship that she's talking about is a ship of respect and love and admiration. Hey folks, Rick Sherwood here again. Thank you for tuning in to Black Sheep Rebranded. Again, not a substitute for mental health, but what it is again, meant to create some conversation within yourself and within the people around you. So I hope that this inspires you to actually have a conversation about what is respect in your world and being heard and being listened to and truly not having people not give a flying F not one give a shit about what you say, how you say it, or what they say. All they're trying to do is get ahead of you so that they can go, oh yeah, see, I knew where you were going. And finishing your sentences before you even get your thought out. Not respect, folks. So again, everybody, Sherry, Rebecca, myself, and everybody around us here at Black Sheep Rebranded, y'all have yourself a absolutely wonderful day. And yeah, be good.